peer pressure, friends. Another avenue, don't worry, that can make many of us get lost is the media. What did I say? The media. Both the social media and the other medias. The media. I used to use myself as an example. There was a certain time, especially in my secondary school days, I would watch American films. I loved watching films, was my hobby. I would watch and watch and watch, and it was not Nollywood, it was Hollywood or Chinese wood. I'll watch and watch and watch. Then when I get to school the next day, I'll be speaking for ne. What you saying, man? Hey, Sister Nanso. Hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing? What class we having today? I'll be talking through my nose. I am trying to be who I'm not. You can see that I'm lost. I have both lost my identity and I myself am lost. Hey, what's up? Hey, why you all making noise? Come on. I've not even near the American embassy in my life. I never even see the visa or the ticket. Then here am I, because of what I watch in the media, what I watch on TV, I will start manifesting a life that I do not have. I am lost. In my secondary school, we'll even get to that one. At that particular stage of my life also, I started watching music videos, especially foreign music videos, MTV bass and all those things. And what they were practicing became my lifestyle. I would steal my mother's money to buy grills. How many of us know grills? Blink, blink. These things that your Ice Cube, your Busta Rhymes used to put on their teeth. How it came to Nigeria, we do not know. All the boutiques we knew, it was only one boutique we knew that was selling grills those days. Oxygen at Allen. I don't know if it's popular now. I will put it on so that when we go to school, I enter party. Of course, you can't wear it to school. It's during your party. I'll start shining my teeth. Yeah. You are seeing blink, blink. It was very expensive. It was what I saw in media I wanted to practice. You saw how I became lost. What I saw led me to stealing my mother's money so that I can appear. So I'm both lost by the media and by peer pressure. So that my peer will see me that, big boy, big boy, big boy. I wear digital chain and digital belt. Not spinner's belt though, digital belt. It's not popular. And these things were very expensive. Because I saw it on the TV. Because my music stars, this is the way they dress and appear. I will say, no, let me also dress like them. There are many brothers here. The hairstyle you have, if the camera can pick some of you, you saw it on TV. It's the truth. Some of you, the hairstyle you are wearing, you saw it on TV. And then peer pressure now followed. So that your peers will see you as a big boy. Let me also cut my hair. Let me do my hair like Naira Marley. It was on TV. There are so many dressing patterns that we have as youth, and it's simply because of what we saw on TV. The media is a very powerful tool. It can inform you and it can also deform you. The media. She's saying something. Can we give her the mic? Let me hear your comment. Feel free and talk to me. It's not Sunday sermon. It's youth talk.
I said it causes depression because you feel depression. Intimidated.
God bless you. The media can inform you or deform you. Truly, it causes depression because you are seeing a lifestyle on the media that you feel if you are not following, you will not be okay. And then you give yourself in your young age unnecessary high blood pressure. In those days, it is women that their husbands have left them that used to be depressed. But today, I'll be a youth of secondary school and university levels telling me I'm depressed. You are depressed. You have not married. You are not paying school fees. Even your breakfast, your lunch and dinner, you are not the one providing it. You are depressed. What is causing depression, youth? Media, peer pressure, or friends? Praise the living God. Media, peer pressure, or friends? Many of us are lost by the media. Another avenue is the social media itself. A youth in this generation can spend 4 hours daily on social media. What are you doing? Just chatting and sending smileys and funny stickers and funny emojis, and you think that is life. Hey, Jessica, you are smiling. Are you guilty? Praise God. But it's not a laughing matter. It is what has made many of us lost. It is what has got many of us lost. You cannot guarantee yourself a bright future and a successful walk with God when you allow the media to deform you. You cannot guarantee yourself a bright future when you allow the media to deform you. You know, so many sisters are very, very touchy today. Oh, whatever, whatever. You know, that kind of touchy. I don't know if I'm pronouncing the right word. This, you think they are made of diamond from head to toe. You can't even, na lie. Na for film, they watch them. You saw it somewhere and you decided to. You feel that's the lifestyle. Let me start living that way. You are lost because your original you is not manifesting. Praise the living God. I'm talking about the avenues that makes many of us get lost. Another avenue is relationships. In fact, this one seems to be the one that is destroying youth the most in this generation. You hardly see a youth who is not yet ready for marriage, not talking about relationship in this generation. And the most painful part is, even in the church, where we are supposed to be light bearers, many of us are victims of this. You are not yet ready for marriage. Why should you be having a relationship with the opposite sex? Why should he or you be sending love messages and love stickers to the opposite gender? We've said it time and again. I'm not going to come and pretend to be one holy holy. I grew up, I'm a youth like you, and I know what we face, especially in this corrupt and evil generation. Like I used to say, when we were kids, you will run with the opposite gender. Boys and girls will play together. There'll be no feelings. We'll play catcher, we'll play together, we'll run up and down. We'll do what? Father, mother, children, film. You, your mother, your father. No negative feeling. Nobody's thinking anything. At that stage of our life, our body has not started producing hormones. You have not reached adolescence or puberty. Hey, Willy Rice. Well, this generation in social media, they did not play like us. People don't even know what I'm saying. It's Facebook and WhatsApp and Twitter. Daddy in the parlor watching film. Mommy in the kitchen cooking rice. Children in the parlor. Children in the garden playing ball. This is the end of my story. Change your style. It's only a few people that are responding. Because many of us didn't even play that way. But my point is, a time will come in your life, that game you are playing willy with, that will throw her body at you. You people will laugh together. A time will come, she won't even just throw her body at you, she will pass you by and you'll be feeling different. It is called puberty. She will pass you by and you discover you have a different kind of attraction to her that is no longer innocent. And you'll be like, what's going on with me? A time will come when you start talking about love, feelings, crush. Now, this point of our lives, it is God ordained. It is nature. There are biochemical reactions in your body. Let me be very sincere with you. To get attracted to the opposite gender is natural. Praise God. I mean, I'd rather you get attracted to a girl than for a boy to get attracted to a boy. God forbid. To get attracted to the opposite gender is natural. That hormone reacting in your body was created by God. But if you are not found in God, if you allow yourself to be messed up by these avenues you are mentioning, you will be lost in those hormones and you become what the Bible says as walking in the flesh. You become carnal. Praise God. All of a sudden, you start discovering you have armpits, hair on your armpits. The young girl that used to run around without even a singlet. A time will come, not just singlet, what will she wear? It is nature. But at this point, which is our youthful age, our reaction to these actions in us matters so much. Matters so much. And this is where many youths get lost. Relationships are only a step to marriage. Sister, brother, if you are not, and it's not just you, your parents, your guardian, whoever is in charge of you, if you are not talking about marriage, what have you to do with a relationship? This is one avenue where many youths get lost in this generation. And then some of you in the church will lie to yourselves that we walk towards it, it's yet future, is this and that. Please, don't get lost by such false talks. Don't allow yourself get lost by relationships. No matter the song that the brother is singing for you, when I see you, I run out of words to say. Tell him, brother, hold your fire. When I see you, I become water to quench. Tells you, you are setting me on fire. You to tell him, I am water, I will quench you. Why am I saying this? Because this particular issue has captured the lives of many youths. Praise God. Another thing that makes many of us get lost are family issues and poverty. Family issues and poverty. The fact that there are some forms of difficulties in your family is not license or right for you to begin to misbehave. Are you with me? Are you with me? The fact that your family is finding it hard financially, economically, doesn't give you a license as a boy, as a young man, to start misbehaving. Many of us, because of poverty and family issues, have lost our birthrights and we are lost in the world. Many of us have gotten lost. Several sisters have gotten lost in fornication and prostitution because of poverty. Several brothers have gotten lost in drugs because of family issues. Don't allow your background to determine your ground. Praise the Lord. Don't allow your background to determine your front ground, your future ground. The fact that your family, your mother and your father are fighting, your mother and father are divorced, your mother and father are not in good times, or things are tough in your family, should not make you write off your destiny and your life completely. No. And it is at this point in time, especially you sisters, that Satan will send handsome angels to come and help you. Satan will send angels to come and help you. The angel will take care of you. Angel from Satan will take care of you. But of course, Satan will never give you anything for free. That angel is giving you money and material things, but it's collecting back something from you. Don't be lost in fornication. Don't be lost because your family is poor or because things are tough in your home. Praise the Lord, somebody. Somebody shout hallelujah. What else can make us get lost? Does anybody want to tell me? It seems the more I'm talking alone, the more you people are not responding. So let's talk together. What else can make me and you as a youth get lost? Okay. Let's hear her. She said something.
Chasing money.
Chasing money. What do you mean by chasing money?
Like most of the youths of nowadays, we see them and majority of them are rich and we are like doing different kind of jobs to get money. And like we are like, we give out, we set a particular limit for us. We are like, if I get to the age of so, I want to have a particular money in my account. And most times while chasing that, we tend to forget where we are putting our hands. Like in this situation, it can be like the time I was in school. So a guy approached me and I won't lie to you, I was really, really broke. So he was like that he likes my voice and he would like me to talk to his client. If, because I set a goal for myself, I was like, I won't let myself get carried away. So if I was that desperate for that money, I would have probably accepted it and I would have gotten a lot of money.
That's, I agree with her. Can we clap for her? Encourage her. Chasing money. Does anybody want to add anything? Why we get lost as a youth? A brother is answering us there. Okay, Brother Gabriel too wants to say something. But let that brother answer us before Brother Gabriel.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes the society will find ourselves.
God bless you. Environment. Can we put things together? Do you want to expatiate on that? Can you tell us your name?
Bro David.
Do you want to expatiate on that?
Yes. Maybe now you find yourself in an environment whereby everybody has this thing and you don't. You feel, I need to get it. Even if you know that it's not going to be the right way, but you have to get it to impress everyone.
He's saying a very serious thing. God bless you, Brother David. Do you know, if me and you should travel to a white man's country today, one of the first noticeable changes in our lives would be what? Eh? Please give her the mic. Let's be fast. One of the most noticeable changes, in fact, the first would be what? Let's say somebody should just take us to America for 3 months.
Our dressing.
Our dressing. No, you're not saying my mind. Okay, Sister Ejoma, you're not saying my mind, would you?
The way you speak.
The way you speak. Is that what you wanted to say? Thank you. By the time you spend 1 month there, you discover everybody's talking through their nose. The environment will affect you. You two, you start talking like that. If you're in Nigeria, you're saying Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. If you're saying amen, what would you do? In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. That would be the most noticeable change. The environment has affected you. So I truly agree with him. One thing that gets us lost is our environment. Many of us, okay, she wants to say something.
Another thing again that can make us the question you ask. The next one is lack of self-control. And lack of not being contented, whatever you have.
Okay, thank you.
And the next one is depression too.
Depression,
when you
all
are
right.
Desperate.
Oh, desperation. Okay, we'll get to that. Still talking of the environment. many of us are affected by. See, some of these brothers here, if me and you should dwell for 1 week, in this, not even 1 week, in this camp, if you are my roommates in this camp, I can tell which area of Lagos you are coming from. Praise the Lord. I can tell those that are coming from Banana Island, Victoria Island, Ajegunle City. Those that are coming from Mushin, why? You see some form of character in them. Except that person has not allowed his environment to reform him. Praise the living God. Your environment can truly get you lost. That is, I was using an example of a sisters that go to school and come back. They change the environment. And you must not allow your environment to change you. The Bible says we are the light of the world. So you are supposed to change your environment. You went to school and probably in your school everybody has this dressing pattern which is unchristian. Because that is the environment you find yourself in. You start manifesting the same thing. No. Don't allow your environment to change you. Change your environment. Let's hear Brother Gabriel. Brother Gabriel. Pastor Gabriel. And anyone that has anything to say, feel free and lift up your hand and let's talk.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To many of us, it is our taste.
Our taste.
You know, there's this common statement they make those days, longer truth.
Our taste.
Yes, your taste, longer truth. You see, we are not contented with what we have at the stage that we are in. We are always testing for what another person is having. So when you see somebody, a brother told me that on social media, he was going through somebody's profile. And he saw the person spraying money. Bundle of money. Bundle of money. The man was throwing it up. Throwing it up. He said, if you go through the man's page from beginning to the end, all you see is money, money. So he said he had to unfriend the man so that he will not have an attack. And that is the truth. And that's what happens to a lot of us. We are after what we do not have. The Bible says godliness is good. But with contentment, it is great gain.
Amen.
So until we are contented with what we have, it would definitely affect us negatively.
Thank you so much. Can we put hands together for our youth leader? In fact, I will take that as one of the avenues to get found, not one of the ways you can be lost. Because such person is under pressure and he's seeing something, he's seeing other people manifest the kind of life and he wants to have it. How many of us remember Obi Kubana's wedding? And I said wedding, burial. Some people are already correcting me. They're already protesting. How many of us remember? How many of us would like to have such a celebration? No, birthday, not even burial. How many of us? That's what Brother Gabriel is saying. Do you know that episode provoked many youths? I would not say inspire, because to me it did not inspire. I would say it provoked many youths and it brought about depression in the lives of many people. Up to the extent that one celebrity was saying something, that his late mother was appearing to him in the dream, that she was a rebellion. Praise the living God. That kind of dream, is it God that gave him? It is out of depression. Praise the Lord. And that is what has led. I know Brother Gabriel knows who I'm talking of. He's our brother. I won't mention his name. Because of quest for wealth, he was at the last stage of initiation into a cult called the Red Brotherhood. It was in this church that God delivered him. A graduate of UNILAC, computer science, because he wants to make money by all means. And the occultic grandmaster was telling him, all these your people, e-money, this and that, they fly our logo. They belong to the same cult. Can you imagine? He said, once you finish, the first thing they will do, they will pay $50 million into your account spiritually. They said they'll do it spiritually. That means physically, you start having words from anywhere. They told him to remove his hair, his armpits, even from his pubic region. Burn it. I'm telling you, a very close friend, Brother Gabriel is a witness to what I'm saying. Take the ashes and go and throw in Lagos Lagoon. All the way from Egbeda, he was going to Lagos Lagoon. They said, as you are going, don't shake anybody. This brother was going and he met an old friend and he shook that person. Immediately his phone rang. We warned you not to shake anybody. So for you to know that this was not... And do you know how he came about that court? It was through the internet. Type secret court society for me to join in Lagos. Google it, you will see. And the website is not fake. Yahoo Yahoo don't do fake courts, because which money are you paying a court? Any secret court you see that has a website is genuine and original. They knew all the way from Calabar. He did that thing. The last stage of the initiation was, since he's in Lagos, he will take a flight to Calabar and complete the initiation in that temple. He has bought his flight ticket. He was ready to go. That night, he found himself in the church. That was how God saved him. He just found himself here. He didn't know what happened to him. Quest for wealth. But his own was not just quest for wealth. Before that episode occurred, he lost his mother to breast cancer. So that family issue had depressed him, and that made him get lost. You only hear the story of Brother Lumide that he lost his virginity at 13. What led to that, many of us don't know. At the age of 11, my own mother got mad. Life became upside down, a hell to me. I was just roaming about the streets. I was like a living corpse. Like, if you talk of depression, I was over-depressed. Up to the extent that I'm still suffering from it today, because I was indulging in junk to make myself feel good. Junk. Chocolate, sweets. Not eating good things. Junky foods. And that expanded me. You can still see the effects in my body. Out of depression, if I was found, regardless of what is happening in my family, if I'm where God wants me to be, which is to be with Him, nothing would have happened to my mother that would have affected me and destroyed my life. Because when the storm is coming, He said, through the storm, He will go with you. He says, when you pass through the fire, He shall be with you. Many of us youths give our family issues. We make it the reason why we are misbehaving. You have no excuse. You have no excuse. Because your father and your mother are not together, or because your parents are poor, does not mean your life should be messed up. Praise the living God. You might be the angel that God has destined for that family. You might be the Moses that God has ordained to bring that family out of Egypt and to take them to the promised land. So you don't allow the issues in your family or in your home to cage you, to cage your life, such that you start indulging yourself in petty things to feel all right. Praise the living God. Before I proceed, who can give another instance of being lost? Another avenue to get lost. Somebody wants to say something. Over there, starting also.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if this makes sense, but ignorance.
Ooh.
I feel, for example, if you're traveling and you're going with a map, let's say Google Map, from anywhere around, you have Google Map, you will get to your destination because you have something leading you. So, ignorance of who you are in Christ, of the knowledge of who you are in Christ, will make you get lost. I feel so.
God bless you.
When you don't know who you are in Christ.
I agree with you completely, 100%. And the ignorance is the ignorance of God. Praise the living God. The ignorance is the ignorance of God. The last time I spoke to us in our last youth conference in 2018, I brought out a phone and I said, the purpose of that phone is in the mind of the manufacturer. Praise God. Are you with me? The purpose of a phone, of an object, is in the mind of the manufacturer. For you to know the functions of that object, you must know the mind of the person that made that object. Some of you think to the use of a phone is maybe to just answer call and chat and do anything. When I saw a brother here, the things he can do with his Google phone, I became surprised. because he has known the manual of the phone. He knows what the phone can do. So is also your life. Your life as a manufacturer. And for your life to function at its best, you must know the mind of the manufacturer consigning you. Ignorance of this is what makes many of us get lost. Praise God. The manufacturer of your life is God. If you are ignorant of God and of his ways, your life will not function at its best. Ignorance is a very, very... You might be a successful student academically, but if you are ignorant of God and his ways, there is a very big limitation upon your life, a very big embargo. There are some barriers your life cannot break through until you are very knowledgeable about God. Praise the living God. Ignorance is a very, very serious issue. And it's ignorance that makes many of us do things because we do not know the repercussion of what we will do. Truly, ignorance is an avenue to getting lost. Anybody wants to say any other thing? Avenues to getting lost. Yes, give Brother Chinedu. Okay, let's hear Uju before Brother Chinedu. Sister Uju.
Rejection.
Rejection. What do you mean by rejection?
When parents don't show enough love to that particular child, or people around them don't show enough love to them, they feel rejected and they get depressed, which
very,
leads
very
them
good.
To be lost.
Very, very true. Can we encourage her with a round of applause? I agree with that, and I'll still bring that under family issues and so on. It's very true. That's what many of us are suffering from. The desire to be loved. People don't like you. People don't like you. So when Satan packages an angel for you, who will come and tell you, "Ah, I love you more than my father. I love you more than my mother. In fact, you are the reason I'm living. You are the reason I live. Would you are the one for me." You start thinking, this is a love I'm not getting from anywhere. Ah. And that is what has made many of us fall into wrong relationships. Whether you tell me you love me or not, I don't need you to love me again. I already have a lover. The Lord Jesus Christ has shown me love. Beyond what? Greater than what? Love that cannot be compared with any other love in the world. And that is very true. Many of us feel rejected. We feel unloved. So we feel no. You want this love. That is why some boys join cults and you move with some gangs. Nobody sees any good thing about you, but all these gang boys will come and guy alpha now. Like those of our brothers that were acting yesterday. I didn't know those boys could do those things. In fact, I became afraid of them. Guy alpha now. No play me small picking game, yo. They show you brotherliness. Brotherliness. Ah, you be my guy. You be my guy. What's sup? No jersey, Joe. Sup? You people are wearing only garments. You don't want to answer me. Baby King will get it. Baby King, sup? Thank you. Praise the Lord. They show you such love, false love. And you that's been facing rejection will feel no. These people love me. Let me join them. That is an avenue to getting lost. You don't need anybody to sing any love song to you anymore. Sisters, when I see you, I run out of words to say. You don't need anybody to sing. See, if you want to hear love songs, come to church on Sunday. The love of God. Praise the living God. Many of us are saying yes, sir, yes, sir, but many of us are victims of this. Even among the choristers. Many of us are victims of this. You just want this love by all means. But God already loves you and he demonstrated it at the cross. Praise the living God. That was what the prodigal son thought. My father does not love me. If he loves me, give me this and let me go my way. He thought his friends loved him more. But did you know the story of the prodigal son? That's a parable. There are a lot of things you could learn from it. Do you know he went on this journey with all the money he had? The Bible said he spent it on what? Righteous living. That means he had companions when he had the money. He had people all around him. He was the happening guy. Just like the guy that would go to the bar. Barman, Everybody want bottle. They start yelling him. Sido, Sido, Sido. Everybody want bottle. That was the lifestyle he had. Praise the Lord. They followed him. But as soon as his money finished, that brother that is singing, he loves you. By the time you do not give him your body, you will discover he doesn't love you. So truly, this is an avenue to many of us getting lost. Praise the living God. Now, finally, can anybody... Okay, Brother Chinedu's hand and Brother Sidney's hand. We'll take this last two before we start looking at solutions. How we can be found when we are lost. Brother Chinedu, let's hear you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's a contribution to what you've been saying. It comes like going with the flow.
Going with the flow.
It is good for us to recognize that the plane, the world we find ourselves is lost. It is covered by darkness. It is like a sea that is under a serious storm. So if you do not stand your ground in what you know, if you're not rooted in the word of God, you're not sure of who you are, and you go with the flow, with the society, peer pressure, depression, rejection, and different forces will push you definitely into that lost state.
Thank you, sir. Can we put hands together? Brother Sidney also wants to say something. Let's have Brother Sidney also.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's two in one. Like, if you are always in a haste and you feel you know too much, what do I mean by that? You are asking for an address or for a direction, and you meet someone to lead you to that direction. That person is still talking, and you immediately you say, you know, I know where I'm going to. Of course, you are the one looking for that direction. You should calm down and listen to that person. But because you are in a haste, you will want to come back to say, please, where exactly are you saying? Please point it again to me. So if you are in a haste and you feel you know too much, you will you actually lose your way.
Amen. Thank you so much, sir. Okay, our brother wants to say something. Final person. Now we're going to talk about solutions. We've atomized all our problems, how we can be lost, avenues to getting lost. So we'll do the study together. Solutions from being lost, how we can be found. All right.
For me, I would say pride.
Pride.
Pride can make someone to be lost.
Pride can make somebody to get lost. Thank you very much. Like, that's in addition to what Brother Sidney has said. When you feel you know too much, you are proud. I mean, who are you? Who are you to talk to me? Who are you to tell me how to dress? Who are you to correct me? Who are you to do this to me? Who are you to do that to me? Humility is a very, very necessary virtue for high achievers. When you're not humble, there's a limit you can go when you're proud. Praise the living God. Let us be humble. And sir, if I may answer your question, another point is lack of background. When a person is not trained in the way of the Lord, yes, your background, I think we've mentioned that your background can truly affect you. But that Okonkwo Bright, thank you very much. God bless you. Avenues to getting lost. Who else? Our young sister. Okay, she has answered before.
For me, I would say that when you don't know your right in Christ Jesus.
Not know like your right in Christ Jesus. Still
like
on
that
ignorance.
Of Esau, he lost his birthright because of a morsel of food.
Wow, thank you very much. Okay, let's encourage her with a round of applause. Coordinator, a sister over there. Over there. Now let's begin to think and imagine, how can we be found?
I'll say family pressure.
Family pressure,
yes,
God bless
like
you.
An unmarried woman, or she has not given birth, then parents will start pressuring her.
Okay, that's very true. Some of us even face parent pressure. You want to study a particular course, and your parents will say, no, you must be an engineer. Daddy, I'm failing for that maths. I don't like maths. Let me do geography or let me do economics. No, you must. We want an engineer in this family. We want a lawyer in this family. We want a doctor in this family. I call it parent pressure. And you know it is not the area of your calling. And yet they are pressurizing you. You must study this and do that. At times, some of us get lost. Such people, when they even go to school, they don't even show any desire in the academics. So it can truly make you get lost. Praise God. All right. How can I be found? I'm the lost son and I'm coming back home. Who will help me? How can I be found? Our sister wants to say something. How can I be found? If you have anything to say, just lift up your hand or stand up. We'll know you want to say something.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Like the prodigal son, he came to the realization that indeed he's wrong.
God
that
bless
his
you.
Father has several servants that he still treats very well.
Hallelujah.
So one thing is that you need to come to the realization that you are
Can
lost.
We put our hands together? That word, realization, is the first key. That word realization, okay, before Sister Nonso will talk. Okay, let's say Sister Nonso.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The word of God.
The word
my
of
word
God.
Have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against
God bless
him.
You. The word of God. Now, you've given, both of you have given two formulas. The first step is actually realization. Sorry, ma. Before you can talk of solution, you must identify the problem. Praise the Lord. Do we understand something? Before we can talk of solution, hold on, we all talk. We must first identify the problem. Imagine me going to the hospital. Doctor, what is the matter? What is the matter? I cannot say what is wrong with me, not even the symptoms. I'm just saying, there's no sickness or symptom called Doctor, what's the matter? The doctor will not be able to offer much help. Sister also mentioned the word of God, but before you talk of the word of God or any other thing, there must be realization. And realization can come with sincerity. Many of us are not yet sincere with ourselves as a youth. We've not come to realization that the lifestyle I'm living, I'm a fornicator. I'm not married and I'm indulging in premarital sex. If you don't come to that realization that no, this thing is actually, number one, separating me from God. That means if I should die today, I'm not going to heaven. Number two, it's destroying my future and my life. If you've not come to that realization, there is no deliverance you can receive from God. If you've not come to the realization that the drugs you are taking are actually destroying you, then God cannot help you. If you've not come to the realization that the films you are watching, do you know that there are some of us seated here that watch Big Brother? Some of us are very, very conversant with BB Ninja. If I tell, ask a question now, who is the present head of house for this week? Don't talk. Don't talk. Just smile if you know the answer. Okay, frown your face if you know the answer. Frown your face. So if you smile, I will know you don't know the answer. Frown your face if you know the answer. So you know the answer for the present house of head of BB Niger. You're frowning your face now. Praise the living God. Those of you smiling, you know the answer. That's why you are smiling. If you do not come to realization that what you are feeding yourself is what you become, there is no help you can receive from God. Praise the living God. You must realize. You must realize. He realized that, I am lost. God cannot help you until you know you are lost. You cannot be found until you first admit you are lost. It is when somebody is lost that the person will begin to ask for a way, direction. Hey, I'm going to my two. But where I am now, they call it Palace Way. Please, how can I get to my two? But if the person says, forget it, I'm not lost, I'll find my way. The person will keep going. You're supposed to go to my two or you end up in my 12. How many miles apart? 10 miles apart because you have not realized you are lost. The day I was found in Christ, how I became found was just by simple realization that, oh, Olumide, you're actually living a useless life. And you are just, your life is just useless, meaningless, confused. When that realization came to me and I got to know that, no, Jesus loves me. Jesus died for me. Jesus wants me to walk with him. He's able to make my ugly life become beautiful. Jesus is able to give me the power to overcome the weaknesses of my flesh. Jesus is able to give me the power to overcome my strange and strong desires. Jesus is able to turn my head and my heart aright. When I came to that realization, then he was able to help me. I don't want us to be very, very theoretical. It's quick to say this, it's quick to say that. No, let's be very practical. Many of us don't yet realize we are lost. And if you don't have that realization, God cannot help you. Praise the living God. Okay, Sister Joy wants to say something.
Hallelujah. After the lost son realized his mistakes, he did not just remain there. He had to do something. He admitted the fact that he needed help, and then he went back home.
God bless
you.
So
it's not about, after you have realized, don't just remain there. Go back home.
Can we put our hands together for her? Now we are following the principles of our team, the return of the lost son. Have you realized your lost estate? Have you realized your weakness? Have you realized where you are? Some of us know the problem with us. We know our lost estate. We know our condition. But the next step is what we find difficult to do. Making a move. Going back to the Father. Praise the living God. Don't just know you're a fornicator. Don't just realize the dangers of fornication. Knowing the dangers of fornication will not stop you from fornicating. Decide, no, I will turn back to my Father so that we will not fornicate again. Every pack of cigarettes, you see that smokers die young. It's written at every pack of cigarettes. Is it true? It is the brothers that will know this. Is that true? Every pack of cigarettes, you see where they write smokers die young. You're able to die young. It's grammar. To me, it's tautology. Smokers die young. As simple as ABC. But that has not stopped many people from smoking cigarettes. So it's not just realizing that this is it. This will destroy you. You have to come back to the Father. Praise the living God. Praise the Lord.